Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. So we've come now to the 33rd week of the year. It is the second to the last week of our church year. We are almost to the end of this great year that we have experienced. Well, some may think it's great, some may think it's awful. All kinds of things that have gone into this year. But any year that has lived with God is a great year. And so beginning in Advent in 2024, we entered into the year of Luke, and now we come to the conclusion of it. Almost. So 34 weeks we experience within our church year. This is the last numbered week. It's the last numbered Sunday that we will have, and we will have the 34th week of the year, but last numbered Sunday. Next Sunday is Christ the King. It is the last Sunday within ordinary time. But as we move towards the end of our year together and our year with the Gospel of Luke, we come to a point in which we need to reflect upon and to think about what we have gained and how we have grown, you know, through this year, the ups and downs that we have experienced, the hopes that came to pass, the dreams that we were allowed to dream, but then also the challenges that we have faced, and maybe some of the disappointments that arose within this year. Where does it lead us, and where does it leave us, even as being believers in this world? And how do we continue to enhance our belief and to continue to move forward in our belief, given everything else that we have experienced, you know, within it? And so, again, a good time as we move, you know, towards the end of our church year to consider all of that as we embark again on another church year to the hope of growing further and deeper in what it means to be a believer within this world. And so as we move into the 34th week of the year, 34th Sunday in ordinary time, gave us Malachi, in which Malachi basically has this wonderful, again, depending on where you are, for this wonderful prophecy about, you know, the evildoers and all of those who are proud and arrogant will all of a sudden become stubble. They will amount to nothing. They will not succeed in what they try to do. And again, an interesting kind of thing with those who can be very proud in our world today, hearing this reading from Malachi, and maybe identifying with the proud or with the evildoers, and seeing that, again, God will not allow that to persevere, will not allow that to continue, will not allow that to continue to thrive. But again, Malachi says, you know, in the destruction that the proud and the evildoers will experience, those of us who continue, though, to believe and continue to throw our lot in with God and recognize our relationship with God, we will see the Son of Justice rising with healing in his wings. Again, one of the great foreshadowings of Christ, Christian tradition holds within the Old Testament. Again, Christ as the Son of Justice, the great Oriens, as the Oantiphons, in the last week of Advent, we'll see when we come to that, express as a title of Christ, the rising dawn that brings healing always to us. Again, the new day that comes after, you know, nights of destruction and sadness and terror, and to believe that God does this and will always do this. The second reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians basically is interesting because it's coming after where Paul talks about the second coming of Christ, which for the Thessalonians, they constantly, they were marvelous at getting all of this wrong and misunderstanding it. And they think, well, Christ is returning. Okay, that must be tomorrow or maybe the next day, maybe a week later, maybe even a month later. So we're going to stop working and doing everything we were doing and just sit around and wait. And Paul basically tells the Thessalonians, you idiots, you're not supposed to be doing that. You are supposed to be continuing to live by example and showing this world exactly what it means to live as a person who embraces the gospel, this good news, and becomes part of this movement of Christ, you know, within this world. Don't become busybodies. Don't get, because what was happening is that the hanging around was making them bored, and they began to meddle in each other's business and were creating a lot of dissension and hardship and not really giving a good idea of the community to the rest, you know, of the Greco-Roman world in which the Thessalonians, you know, were living in Thessalonica, in the city in Greece that the church had been planted there. Again, to continue to maintain ourselves as people ever vigilant, you know, for the coming of Christ. And we do that, again, by living out those attitudes and behaviors, again, that Jesus talked about in Luke's gospel, of being people who love more, who forgive more, who give more, who be more merciful than others, and who stop judging. That's what the Thessalonians need to to be about, not just about waiting around for a coming that will be delayed in many ways, shape, or form, and we do not know the time or the hour of it. So our work needs to keep going, and that work, basically, of being people, you know, who show this world another way of being, another way of acting, another way of responding to things than what normal society and culture sometimes will respond with. That is our challenge, but that is our greatest witness, is to show the world another way, because it doesn't always have to be how society and culture say that things are. And then we have Luke's gospel, in which people are admiring the temple and saying how, you know, costly adornments and how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is. And then Jesus comes in always with something like, yeah, it's going to be torn down. It's going to be destroyed. And you won't see stone upon stone. Because again, this is pointing towards the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans, you know, in 70. And then I think also again in 120, you know, of the common era, you know, it's again, the sense in which, you know, things that we do, you know, will always, you know, come to an end, that things that we build will fall down eventually. We will not continue. They don't continue forever. They don't continue forever. And then that leads into another kind of discussion that Jesus begins to have, you know, about being wary of those who will say, you know, that I'm Jesus and that I've returned and that you listen to me, I'm going to show you, you know, something better now than what Jesus did when he was here. Don't listen to those people because they're not real. They're not true. They're not speaking, you know, for me. They're speaking for themselves and trying to gain something of what I am leading with you now. And then he goes on and talks about, you know, you'll hear of wars and insurrections and earthquakes and calamities and all kinds of things like that. And while everyone is losing their mind and thinking it is the end, do not believe them and do not believe that this is the end. Because again, there can be no end with God, you know, only a further of a new day, only a furthering of a new beginning, of a new of a moving forward, of a beginning again. All these kinds of things, you know, are what Jesus is asking his disciples to be aware of and to maintain. Again, he goes into talking about how, again, there will be people who want to, you know, you judge you and to persecute you and whatever it is because of what you believe, but then not a hair on your head will be harmed and you will be given what it is that you need to say at these times. And he ends this by basically saying, by your perseverance, you know, you will be saved. By your perseverance, you will continue, you know, to be the people that I have created you to be and to be the witnesses I need you to be within this world. It's something important, again, for us to constantly think about and to remember that as we move towards the end of this church year, as we live in this world where there seems to be so much calamity and upset and things don't seem to be right, we have to be people who never forget that our God is the one who is in charge. That our God is the one who says, I will care about you and be with you and walk with you and journey with you always. And I will never, ever go back on my promises. Again, as we move towards the end of this church year that we have experienced together, you know, what are those promises that we believe that God will continue to fulfill in our lives? And how perhaps have we seen some of these promises being fulfilled, you know, throughout this past year? What do we need to remember? What do we need to hope in? What do we need to maintain, you know, within our lives that we continue to persevere? We continue to be, again, the people not only that God needs us to be in this world, but that this world needs us to be. To show them another way, to show them a way that goes beyond what society and culture set up as the limits and the boundaries of what can be and what cannot be. How do we begin to think, again, in what is sometimes called the subjunctive mood, the mood of what could be, what might be, what should be? That kind of mood, again, allows for possibility to happen, allows for wonder to be seen, allows for beauty and glory and holiness to be experienced in our lives. As we move towards, again, the end of this church year, as we go into this 33rd week in ordinary time, how can our lives persevere in faith by allowing others to see in us a hope that they desperately need? Continued blessings as we move towards the end of our church year, as we move into this 33rd week of ordinary time from Franciscan Media. And may the Lord always give you his peace.